Kaylee floats to the right side. Dig made there by Eckhout. Set middle. Off the tape, it rolls over for an Amherst kill. Kiana Leach.
Tonight, the regular season comes to an end in Overton as the Eagles welcome in the Amherst Broncos and Shelton Bulldogs. High school volleyball and KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Man, a rip takes a rip out of the back row. Hit the net, got it over. Garcia's attack. Off the double block, down and good. First kill for Garcia. Shelton 3, Ravenna 1.
The state-rated Eagles try to bounce back from a pair of losses on Saturday, while Amherst and Shelton look for a victory heading into next week's sub-district tournament. It's the Overton Triangler coming up next. But first to the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Overton High School with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Overton High School for our second of three matches tonight in the Overton Triangular, this featuring the Amherst Broncos and the Shelton Bulldogs. For Shelton, they're going to go the same way they did in the opening match. Number 10, a 5'7 junior, Amber Harvey. Number 13, 5'7 junior, Abby Fleehall. Number 3, 5'10 senior, Ashley Patchett. Number 19 is senior, Shelby Terry. Number 14 is 5'6 junior, Samantha Georgiana. And number 11, 5'9 junior, Jessica Keening. The head coach is Amanda Thober, assisted by Kelly Ostrander, 5-19 for Shelton. Amherst is 7-15, and they'll start with number 10, 5'4 junior Ashley Kreitz. Number 2, 5'10 sophomore Courtney Martinson. Number 4, 5'5 sophomore Sydney Tobenheim. Number 6, 5'7 sophomore Clarissa Hunt. Number 8, 5'8 senior Mackenzie Bergstrom. And number 11, a 5'7 freshman Casey Jurgens. The libero is number 9, 5'5 freshman Jessica Eckhout. Kerry Radke is the head coach at Amherst, assisted by Tara Bishop and Eric Koppel. They are 7-15 on the season. Amherst and Shelton starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. And the New Tech Seed pregame show is brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark, your New Tech Seed dealers. It is time for volleyball to continue here on Classic Hits. Shelton gets the serve. And away it goes with Amber Harvey. And Amherst goes to the outside. Swing by Tobenheim is going to be deep. And Shelton has picked up the first point. In our first match tonight, Overton got a battle from Shelton, but they won it 25-18, 25-20 for their 24th victory of the season. Amherst, on serve receive, takes it across with a soft swing. Picked up by Shelton at the net. Fleehall punches it over, and Amherst is going to be called in the net. So Amherst evens it up 1-1 here with the violation. Excuse me, 2-0 violation. And the serve across by Harvey again. Middle attack. Amherst drives it down for their first kill. Courtney Martinson on the kill. And now Amherst is on the board 2-1. And we'll see a substitution here. Tristan Trampy, 5'6 freshman, comes into the ball game. And the serve across here by Ashley Kreitz. Shelton sets to the middle. Here's Padgett, the leading attacker, dug out in the back row by the libero. And pass back over. Shelton on the right side. There is the set. Fleehall. Patchett punches it across. Amherst gets it to their center in Trampy, and Trampy dumps it across for the point. Tristan, this freshman, ties it at 2. And Ashley Kreitz to serve it away. Just underway here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Shelton and the World Wide Web. As always, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Serve just dropped across there, dug out by Georgiana, and passed back across. A couple of quick taps, and it's going to be Shelton to get the point with Amber Harvey. 3-2, and into the ball game will be Juanita Garcia for Shelton, and back to serve it away will be the junior Abby Fleehall. Teams, not a lot of seniors. Couple 3 on each, and that's about it. Serve across Broncos. Right side, the attack driven across. Amherst gets the kill with Courtney Martinson. Her second, and Amherst ties it at 3-3. Back to serve it away for the Broncos will be Courtney Martinson. Just got the kill. Now she'll rotate back to serve it away. Here in the opening set, second match, she goes with a high toss. Jump serve goes into the net. And Shelton will pick up the point. Rotating back will be Ashley Padgett to serve it away. Amherst D2. Shelton and Overton both D1, but Shelton and Overton will be in different sub-districts as this serve is going to go wide and out of bounds, so the teams exchange service errors. 4-4 now, and another mini jump serve that goes into the net for Amherst. So Shelton regains the lead at 5-4. Taking a look at where some of these teams are going to find themselves situated in the postseason is fairly interesting as this serve comes across by Shelton. Amherst sets to the middle. Here's the big swing driven across that time by Bergstrom. Dug out and punched across by Amber Harvey. So Amherst has to try again. Set across there by Jergens. Set by Shelton and Amber Harvey to the outside. Taken across by Garcia. Passed into the net. Good dig out of that. One arm return by Trampy. Quick return on the set that time by Shelton, but Amherst runs it down. Left wing attack deep and out of bounds, and Shelton will pick up the point on serve. 6-4, and Shelby Terry to serve it away. Fires it into the far corner. Picked up and stays in the back row. Has to be passed across there by Eckhout. Free ball here for Shelton. They'll go middle. Rolled across there by Keating. Easy pickup by the Broncos. They're going to go middle attack. Off the single block. Down and good by Mackenzie Bergstrom. Senior gets her first kill. Side out Amherst. For Shelton, they will be playing next Monday and Tuesday at Hastings High School. They're in with Harvard, Kennesaw, Red Cloud, and Silver Lake. So all those Twin Valley Conference school teams. And Silver Lake would be the favorite among that crew. Going back to the conference tournament a couple of weeks ago. Amherst picks up the point. Jessica Eckhout rolls it down, tying us at 6 here early on in game number 1 with number 6, Clarissa Hunt, at the service line. And they are earning their points right now. Amherst already with 5 kills as Padgett takes it across the back row and finds a kill. Ashley Padgett's first kill, 7-6, in favor of Shelton. And back to serve it away will be Garcia. Needed to take this one across. Tell you who Amherst is going to play here now as this serve goes out of bounds. Amherst, of course, as we said, in the D2 sub-district that they will play at Kearney Catholic, also starting on Monday. And they are in with Axtell, Loomis, Pleasanton, and SEM. Axtell will be the favorite there. And the serve across, a quick pass to the middle of the kill. Amber Harvey and Ashley Padgett are there for that. And it is 8-7, Shelton to serve. Amherst out of the offense, set to the outside. Swing across by Martinson, dug out in the back row by Georgiana and passed across. Trouble, did it stay in? No. Keating just trying to pass that one back across and set it deep and out of bounds. Side out Amherst. So no long rallies. Nobody has picked up a ton of points from that service line. 8-8. And the freshman, Jessica Eckhout, will go in and serve it across here for the Broncos. Shelton to the outside. Be knocked across by Pleahall. Soft one picked up there by Hunt and quickly returned. Shelton to the middle this time. Padgett, half swing down and good. Third kill for Ashley Padgett. Shelton regains the lead at 9-8. Amber Harvey serving it away. We've already made it around the rotation. One strong serve. Ace serve. 10-8. Harvey with the ace. She was the leading server in their match against Overton as well. She stays at that service line, but this time into the net. So side out for Amherst, 10-9. Overton won the first match tonight over Shelton, 25-18, 25-20. And then they'll play Amherst at the conclusion of this match. Glad you're with us here on Classic Hits, 98.9, and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. Ashley Kreitz serve, giving Shelton problems. They pass it across. Free ball here. Good swing by the Broncos. Down and good on the angle attack from the left side. Sydney Tomenheim will get her first kill. 10-10. Number 10, Ashley Kreitz serving it away. Sub-districts for schools begin next Monday if you've got 5, Tuesday if you've got 4. And we're seeing a lot more of those 4-team sub-districts as Amherst goes middle. Martinson taps it, but wide and out of bounds. Shelton gets the ball back, and here comes Juanita Garcia in, the freshman for Shelton. And to serve it away will be Abby Pleahall. Pleahall serves it across. Amherst picks it up there with Tomenheim. Set to the right side, a little slide. It's blocked out of bounds. Courtney Martinson will get her third kill. That's one of the first true slides firing into a double block that we've seen tonight. And the serve across now by Martinson. Just dropped that across. Pleahall overpass right on the front row here for Amherst. They'll go ahead and set it up middle. Swing is going to be just wide by Bergstrom. Shelton gets the lead back 12-11. Thursday night, we've got high school football as the playoffs begin. And as we said, all three schools competing here tonight are in the playoffs. Shelton hosting Elwood, Amherst heading to Bertrand, Overton heading to Loup City. Serve across here by Padgett for Shelton. Amherst, a couple of passes outside, swing by Bergstrom, picked up by Padgett. Back row attack, Fleahall for the Bulldog. Dig made by Eckhout, good pass to the outside. Here's the swing, Tobenheim, and it looks like that'll be good enough. Sydney Tobenheim, second kill. 12-12, midway through game number one. Back to serve it away will be Tobenheim. Amherst, a team that is really starting to come along here after a rough start to the season. They've picked up a few wins. This young team continues to improve. Padgett drives it across for Shelton out of the back row, and two Broncos run together, and Padgett will get her fourth kill. 13-12 Shelton, and Shelby Terry to serve it away. Terry serve deep down the middle to Sydney Tobenheim, stays in the back row, and Amherst never does get it across. Shelton 14-12. Neither team has had to use a timeout yet. Heck, 2 points is the biggest lead either team has had. And right now, Shelton is up to 14-12. Serve right at Jessica Eckhout, set to the outside for Casey Jurgens. Cross to the back row, Padgett with the dig, and then in the net on the follow-through for Shelton. Pass was too close to the net, nothing Keenan could do. And in the net it goes, point Amherst. And re-entering the game to serve will be Clarissa Hunt. Hunt goes all the way to the far right-hand corner. Now Coach Amanda Thober talking to the official, something she wants to see. And I'm not sure what's going on here. Maybe something happening in the stands as the down official going to talk with the athletic director, Jay Stair, about something that's going on. 14-13. So they'll try and keep this a little quiet. And something going on in the Overton student section. So here we go. Serve is across. And Shelton goes middle, close. Keating is blocked up front there. Give the ace block to Amherst, McKenzie Bergstrom. Ace block, and it's 14-all. Clarissa Hunt on the serve. Stays in the back row, passes off the mark, and it's not going to get back across. We'll give her credit for an ace on that one. 15-14 at a timeout on the floor by Shelton. As three in a row by Amherst has given them a 15-14 lead. Timeout on the floor. We'll be right back.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda here at Overton High School. First match went to Overton, beating Shelton 25-18, 25-20. We're in our second match, first set, out of the Shelton timeout, strong serve by Amherst, and we've got a violation at the net. Amherst trying to dig it out of the net, went across the center line, so Shelton will get the point, and we're tied at 15 here in game one. Juanita Garcia back to serve it away for the Bulldogs. Sends a little cut serve across there to Hunt. Middle attack driven down Amherst. Good swing again by McKenzie Bergstrom. Her second kill. 16-15. Broncos with the lead. And back to serve it away will be Bergstrom. Strong serve down the middle. Picked up that time by Terry. Stays middle. Rolled across that time by Keating. Here's a quick dump back across by the Broncos and Ashley Kreitz. Back row attack here for Shelton. Driven over by Terry, dug out by the Broncos. They'll go middle, and the attack's driven across and down by Courtney Martinson. Fourth kill for Martinson. 17-15, Amherst by two. Shelton has just kind of been consistent. They haven't made a whole ton of mistakes. They kind of keep that ball in play. Serve across. Keating sets it back over. But they're just not getting a lot of offense either. Middle attack here one more time by Martinson, and she's going to pick up her fifth kill. Courtney makes it 18-15 Amherst, and that's the largest lead by either team here in this first set. Bergstrom to serve again. Amherst is on a 6-1 run after being down 14-12. Strong serve again. Terry handles, but it stays in the back row to Padgett at the net. Punched across, blocked up front by Martinson. Shelton can't get it back. Courtney Martinson with the block, 19-15. Bergstrom going for four in a row here for the Broncos. Serve across, overpass, free ball driven down, but they're going to call Amherst for a follow-through into the net. Martinson had an easy one there and just clipped the net on the way down, so a break for Shelton. They will get the point side out, 19-16, and it will be Jessica Keating to serve it. Right in the middle of the floor it goes. Amherst, good pass to the outside. Kreitz the center. Two Broncos went for it, but they do find a way to get it over there with Casey Juergens. She and Martinson ran into each other. 20-16 Broncos. And back to serve it away will be Jessica Eckhout. Another one of the freshmen in there for Amherst. Across to Georgiana. Set middle. Passed across by Padgett. Free ball here for the Broncos. Amherst sets to the outside. Great set, but a great block up front. And it's going to be an ace block. Padgett teaming up there with Harvey. That'll be the first ace block of the night for Shelton. Ashley Padgett closing it down. And now Harvey to serve. Amber, ace. Two quick points for Shelton. 20-18, the lead down to two. Harvey with her second ace of this opening set. Again, wasting no time getting that ball in the air basically as soon as Walda's whistle is sounding. And Amherst goes middle. Courtney Martinson with her sixth kill. And into the ball game, Tristan Trampy to the front row. Ashley Kreitz goes back to serve it away as we begin another rotation here. 21-18 Amherst, opening set. Serve floats into the middle there to Keating. Right side attack, driven across by Terry. Dig made by Eckhout. Middle attack is going to be deep that time for Martinson. And a point for the Bulldogs. Shelton cuts it to two, and here comes Juanita Garcia into the front row. Georgiana will check out. Back to serve it away will be Abby Pleahall. Pleahall floats it across. Pass off by Amherst, and it's going to be an ace. And it's a one-point game now as Shelton has scored four of the last five, and a couple of those via the ace serve. Amherst has not used a timeout yet. It is 21-20, and a chance here for Shelton to tie it. Pleahall serve safely into the middle. Dumped across there by the center, Trampy. Free ball here. Harvey sets middle to Padgett. She'll roll it into the back row. Eckhout has it. Set to the outside. Swing by Tobenheim is dug out by the Bulldogs. They'll set to Garcia on the left side, but into the net it goes. Point Amherst, 22-20. Martinson to serve here in the home stretch of our opening set. And the serve into the net. Point Shelton on the third service error here for Amherst in the opening game. And now in the back row is Ashley Padgett and floats it right near the far line to Eckhout. They'll set it outside. Amherst drives it across there with Bergstrom. Shelton picks it up back row, returns it with Pleahall. Here's the set again, right side though, and Trampy, standing spike, takes it across. Free ball here for Shelton, and they will get blocked up front. Ace block by Sydney Tobenheim. Point by Amherst. Shelton just can't get this thing tied, and they're running out of time. As Tobenheim will go back and serve it away. And a timeout before she does by Shelton. Opening set here of this match, it's Amherst 23 and Shelton 21. We'll be right back.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Glad to have you back with us. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Tonight it's volleyball. And it is Sydney Tobenheim to serve it away for Amherst, leading 23-21 over Shelton. They get a good serve receive, pass to the outside, driven across by Terry. Amherst has to pass it over. Free ball here for Shelton. Paget gets it to Harvey. Middle attack here for Keating. She'll get it across for a Shelton kill. Jessica's first kill here. Cuts it to one, 23-22. Shelby Terry goes back to serve it away. And the serve by Terry. Strong down the middle. Good pass, though. Set to the outside for the Broncos, and they roll it into the net. Attack air. Point Shelton. 23-all. Amherst has not used a timeout yet. And it doesn't look like they're going to use one here, so Shelby Terry will serve again. Shelton looking to get the lead for the first time since it was 10-9. Strong serve. Problems in the back row. Amherst will pass it across. Free ball, though. Paget gets it to Harvey. Set to the outside. Garcia. Angle attack. Down and good. It is going to be game point for Shelton. And now the timeout going to be called by Amherst. So timeout on the floor. It is now 24-23 in favor of the Shelton Bulldogs here, who have went on a long losing streak here. Would love to get a win before they get back into the postseason. They have dropped 10 in a row after a 5-9 start, and they've seen some pretty good teams out there. There's no doubt about it. The likes of Wood River and Deschler in their conference, and of course the conference tournament. But they have been struggling a little bit, playing better tonight though. So here it is, game point Shelton at 24-23. Shelby Terry on the serve. Across it comes to Eckout. Good pass. Set to the middle. The tap going to be across and good by Mackenzie Bergstrom. And we're tied at 24. And checking into the ball game will be Clarissa Hunt. So Amherst fights off game point number one. Now we're square again at 24. A serve by Clarissa Hunt, her second. And now Amherst will serve for the opening set. Shelton's used both of their timeouts. 25-24 Broncos. Hunt serve, same spot, almost the same result, but it's passed across. Free ball here for Amherst. They're going to set it middle. That'll be Bergstrom. Drives it over. The dig is made by Pleahall. Tap back over by Harvey. Here's the set by Kreitz. Middle Bergstrom again. Again, it's dug out. Overpass. Amherst tips it over. Shelton will try and get it back quickly, but they'll settle up for a set. Into the back row to Hunt. Again, outside Amherst. Slaps it across. Shelton runs together, and they'll pass it back out of bounds, and that'll be the end of the opening game. Amherst pulls it out. They fight off a game point, and they win it 26-24 over Shelton. And we'll be back and give you the numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
Let's take a look at some of the numbers I had in the opening set. First off, for Shelton, Ashley Paget had an ace block and four kills. Amber Harvey, 5 service points, 2 of them aces and a kill. Jessica Keating had a kill. Abby Pleahall had an ace serve. Juanita Garcia had a kill. And Shelby Terry had 4 service points, 7 kills, 1 ace block, 3 ace serves. For Amherst, Tristan Trampy had a kill. Courtney Martinson had an ace block and 6 kills. Sydney Tobenheim, an ace block and 2 kills. Clarissa Hunt, 5 service points, 2 of them were aces. Mackenzie Bergstrom, an ace block, 3 service points and 3 kills. Jessica Eckout, a kill. Ashley Kreitz, 2 service points. Casey Jurgens had a kill. Good solid game for Amherst. 14 kills, 3 ace blocks and 2 ace serves. And they squeak out a 26-24 win over Shelton. And we will head to the second set right after this on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far. Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
get your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Buddy Shop. That's who we are.
Amherst will get the ball to serve it away, and game two is underway. Overpass at the net. A good save there by Courtney Martinson. The pass was overset there by Ashley Kreitz, and it was not put away by the Bulldogs, so Amherst will pick up the point, and Jessica Eckhout will serve it. This time it's tapped over by Patchett. Return right back across there by Kreitz. Shelton scraps and returns. Middle attack this time by the Broncos off the block from Martinson. Patchett has it. To the outside, they'll go to Fleahall. She'll drop it across. Dig made by Hunt. Good rally going here. Outside attack by Tomenheim is down to the floor. Third kill for Sydney Tomenheim. Amherst jumps out 2-0 here on a pair of service points from the libero, Jessica Eckhout, who fires another strong serve across to Keating. Good high set. Paget waits for it to come down, rolls it across to Clarissa Hunt. Outside, here's a swing, overswung into the net. Amherst error, Shelton point. Amherst will play Overton in our final match tonight. Overton 23 wins, but not playing very solid the last three or four matches. They're going to try and turn that around here as Amherst gets it to the outside and set across there by Sydney Tomenheim. Shelton plays to Fleahall. Just punches it across, though. Amherst sets middle. Here's Martinson again, but her attack is wide and out of bounds. 2-2. Amber Harvey to serve. Don't forget, at the end of every match, it's the Visco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. I'll recap what has happened here so far tonight. Middle attack by Harvey, driven into the back row of Amherst. They've got to run it down and pass it over. Free ball here for the Bulldogs. Harvey will set it up. Back set right side this time. Taken across by Terry. Amherst is there. Set middle. Tapped into the block. And a block down by Paget. Ashley Paget there to reject Courtney Martinson. And Shelton up 3-2. Harvey served, though, into the net. Right back over to the Bulldogs. 3-3. Tristan Trampy comes in. Broncos will be serving. Ashley Kreitz, strong down the middle. Good pickup by Keating, though. High set to the outside for Terry, but the attack error into the net. Point Amherst. 4-3. Already have made it around the service rotation quickly in that first game, and they start a little different spot this time in the second game. Kreitz was not the first server. They went to the libero Eckhout. Middle attack here by Martinson. Good dig in the back row by Keating to get it back across. They'll set this time to the outside and driving it home, Tomenheim. Amherst is moving the ball well right now, and they lead it 5-3. Amherst won the opening set 26-24. And still serving it is Ashley Kreitz. Here's Shelton to the right side. Fleahall blocked up front. Good dig, but pass back out of bounds. Give credit for the point to Sydney Tomenheim. Her second ace block. And it's 6-3 Amherst. Deep corner ace, 7-3 Amherst. And with each serve, Kreitz is getting a little more aggressive here. The 5-4 junior setter doing a good job to get her Broncos up by four. And Herrera's back and fires again. A little more aggressive. Keating keeps it alive in the back row. Passed across by Paget. Free ball here. Trampy will set right in the middle of the floor, though, and so it's going to be pushed across by Martinson. Tracking it down will be Harvey. She dumps it across. Amherst ready. Set middle. Martinson swing. Down and good. Number 8 for the sophomore, Courtney Martinson. And it is 8-3 Amherst after rallying, fighting off a game point in the opening set to win it 26-24. Kreitz again. Deep corner. Georgiana can't get a good pass on it. It's going to be an ace. It's going to be 9-3 and a timeout by Shelton. Here in game number two, Amherst won the opener 26-24, and they lead 9-3 here in game two on Classic Hits.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Along with our producer, engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Overton. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports and to Athletic Director Jay Stair and the crew here for their hospitality. Back to the action out of the Shelton timeout. They'll go outside with the attack, Terry. Amherst picks it up. Big swing down and good by Sydney Tomenheim. And Amherst is just simply passing the ball extremely well. And Kreitz and Trampy doing the setting are taking advantage, and that is allowing Tomenheim and Martinson some really big swings out there. And that is 8 in a row, and how about 9 in a row? A service ace again for Ashley Kreitz. She's got 3 this time back there. She has served 8 in a row, and it's 11-3, looking for more. Moving it around, Keeney comes over to take it. Set to the outside, Terry. She'll drive it through the double block. Amherst might have got away with a little bit of a lift there, but give credit to Tristan Trampy, and they'll get it back across. Free ball here. Paget sets it across, and Shelton needs to get some swings out there. Outside, Amherst tips it across and trying to send it right back over Harvey. Puts it into the net at a point for Sydney Tomenheim. 12-3, Amherst with the lead. Ashley Kreitz will serve it away again. Fires it into the far corner to Abby Fleehall. Back row, they're going to try Keating with the attack. She drives it over, dug out by Tomenheim, set it back to Sydney. And there's no fear right now for Amherst. Shelton does a good job to pick that up and return it. And another tip across by Paget is dug out. Finally, Amherst is going to set middle, and it's going to be driven across by Martinson. Tip back over and off the block. That's going to be a Shelton point. Good adjustment by Abby Fleehall to roll it off the fist there of Tomenheim and finally get a side out here for Shelton. But that was a 10-point run for Amherst. 12-4 Broncos, and Fleehall with the serve. Drops it into the middle. Set it to the right side, and there's the swing by Martinson. Shelton picks it up, pushes it back across with Terry. Trampy sets. They'll go to Martinson again in the middle, and it's dug out by Fleehall, pushed across by Paget. This time Kreitz will set. Martinson a third time, and this time a one-arm up by Fleehall. Shelton keeps it alive. And Harvey will set it back over, digging the back row by Bergstrom. This time they'll set it to the outside, off the tape on the swing by Tomenheim. Long rally going here. Shelton finally gets a swing, and they'll get the kill. Juanita Garcia off the block gets the Shelton kill, and that'll be her second of the match. Good long rally, but Shelton needed it, and they got it. Fleehall serves. Drops it across the net that time to Bergstrom. Slide right side. On the attack is Martinson. Dug out on the overpass. It's going to be Trampy to tip it down. Side out Broncos. 13-5 Amherst. Amherst won the opening set 26-24. And now Martinson to serve. Jump serve is going to be wide and out of bounds. So it's Ashley Paget now to serve for Shelton. In the final night of the regular season for all three of these teams involved, sub-districts begin on Monday. Shelton ball on their side. They'll set it up here in the middle for Keating. She'll roll it around the double block. Trampy with the dig. Kreitz sets. And a little miscommunication. They have to bump it across. And then a miss pass by Shelton. They're in trouble. They're running into each other. And they hit it wide. That was just an ugly point right there. And Shelton's going to get it. Neither team played that very well. But Shelton will take it. They needed the point. They've scored 4 of the last 5. They're starting to claw their way back after that 10-0 Amherst run. And Paget will serve it away again. It's 13-7. Serve it over to Tomenheim. Set it back to Sydney right side. Her attack deep and out of bounds. 13-8. So the Shelton fans now starting to see their gals step up and play strong. Serve into the corner. Tomenheim. Kreitz has to take it across or else it would have been in the net. Middle attack here, Keating, and her attack too deep. Jessica just a little too much on that one. Side out Amherst, back into the front row. Casey Juergens, and to serve it away will be Sydney Tomenheim here for the Broncos. Looking for their 8th win of the season. Tomenheim jump serve. Good one that time. Picked up by Paget. Here is Harvey set to the right side. Terry takes it across. Dig made by Eckhout. Amherst will set to the wide side. Left side attack by Casey Juergens. Shelton picks it up, stays in the back row, though, and a miss hit. Into the net it goes, and Amherst is back up by 7 at 15-8. Tavenheim, her first service point, takes this one a little bit deeper to Garcia. Then it, Shelton passes it across, right on the line, has to be played by Eckhout. Set to the outside, the swing is Casey Jurgens, and Shelton somehow digs that one up and gets it back across, but they're out of system. Let's see if Amherst can take advantage. No, attack error. And Shelton scraps a point together. Back to serve it away, Shelby Terry. Earlier tonight, Overton beat Shelton 25-18, 25-20. Amherst fought off a set point to win the first game 26-24, and they're up 15-9 here in the second. Let's see if the Bulldogs can come back. Left-handed swing, Tristan Trampy. Overpass Trampy on block, can't put it away. Shelton one more time. We'll send it across. Amherst gets it to the middle. And the big roundhouse swing by Bergstrom. Dug out, dumped across by Harvey. Good dig that time by Tavenheim. And another swing from the outside, Casey Jurgens. Good long rally going again. Passed across by Garcia. Trampy with it up, but they're only going to be able to pass it across. Free ball here for Shelton. Harvey with the set in the middle to Keating. Keating lofts it over the double block. Eckhout with the dig. Here's the set middle. The attack by the Broncos, and Bergstrom is dug out. How about Shelton from the outside? Too strong. Out of bounds. So the long rally comes to an end. Amherst point 16-9, and re-entering the game to serve, Clarissa Hunt. And Hunt will come back to the right-hand corner and punch it across. Picked up by Ashley Padgett in the back row. Set to the outside. Garcia rolls it off the block. A whistle for Amherst in the net. Side out Shelton. Neither team with a lot on the bench. They are playing JVs. And even with all these freshmen, they've got some JVs going on in the old gym here at Overton. And now Juanita Garcia to serve for the Bulldogs. Good strong serve. Passed in the middle. Close to the net and into the net. Amherst on the swing. Kreitz tried to get it out of there, but Bergstrom, not enough room to really get a good swing on that one. And point Shelton. Garcia to serve again. Down by as many as 10, trying to close the gap here. Set to the outside. Block up front by Keating. Push back across by Harvey. It's on the Amherst side of the net. They'll go middle. On the swing, it's Bergstrom. And off the ceiling and down. Give her the kill. First kill of this game. Fourth of the match. 17-11 Amherst. Just doing enough to keep that lead between 5 and 7 points. And Bergstrom to serve. Cuts it across to Shelby Terry. Set to the outside to Pleahall. She'll go on the angle attack. Amherst with the dig. They'll go outside to Jurgens. Floats it over the double block. Set up there by Harvey. Middle to Keating, but off balance and into the net it goes. Point Broncos. Shelton has one timeout remaining. 18-11 Amherst. And Bergstrom to serve. McKenzie drills that one across to Terry. They'll go back to Shelby in the back row. Half attack across. Amherst returns it, but out of bounds. Give Terry credit for the kill. Side out Shelton. They need to get another run going here if they want to have hopes of forcing a third set. And it'll be Jessica Keating to serve it. Across it goes to Hunt. Set very close to the net and tapped down by Courtney Martinson. Shelton just didn't get anybody to the net that time. I don't know if they thought it was coming over and they were going to get into their offense, but Martinson took advantage for her ninth kill. And back to serve it away will be Eckhout. Shelton goes outside. Pleahall near line. Hunt gets over there to pick it up. Returned by Martinson off the block, but it floats over and it'll be an Amherst point. One-on-one there, Martinson against Padgett. And Padgett just couldn't get a strong enough block up, 20-12. Eckhout serve, ace. Jessica with her first ace, 21-12 Amherst, 4 points away from the match. And Eckhout serve, that time deep. So Shelton will get the ball back. Don't forget, Overton and Amherst will be our third and final match. Whenever this one's done, we'll see if Shelton can rally here. Amherst is going to sub. Kiana Leach is going to check in. And Mackenzie Bergstrom is going to check out. And back to serve it away will be Amber Harvey. At Leach, good pass that time to Kreitz. Set to the outside, and it is hammered down by Sydney Tavenheim, her seventh kill. everything was good on that point for the Broncos. Good pass, good set, and then just lowered the boom. Both teams will sub. Shelton brings in Joey Terry, and Amherst brings Tristan Trampy back in as Ashley Kreitz goes back to serve it away. 22-13 Amherst. Kreitz serve off Terry, and it's going to be an ace. 23-13. Kreitz, who was the server on that 9-point run earlier in this set that gave Amherst a lead, they will not relinquish. Kreitz short serve, ace. So she went deep on him, then she drops it in front of him for the ace, and it is match point for Amherst. And Kreitz to try and finish it away here. Gets it over to Keating. Harvey with the set. Paget will pass it across. Free ball here. Heck out to Kreitz, but it's so close to the net they can only set it across. Free ball. Be taken across by Shelton's Amber Harvey. Passed over again. Free ball to Shelton. Harvey sets to the outside to Terry. Comes near side. Heck out dig. Kreitz set. Outside attack. Driven across by Tobenheim. Good dig by Keating in the back row. Has to be passed across there by Paget. One more time to the outside, Amherst. Georgiana with the overpass, but she got to it to get the dig. Kreitz sets. Here's Tristan Trampy on the attack. Shelton again rolls it over, still on match point. Trampy sets middle. Here's Martinson on the attack, and it's down and good, and that's the end of the match. The 11th kill for Courtney Martinson, and Amherst picks up their eighth win of the year as they defeat Shelton 26-24 and 25-13. We'll be back with the numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When America's farmers work together, they're part of something bigger. That's especially true when you work with your CHS Service Center, which shares its profits with producers like these.
Working with a strong farmer-built company helps me make a profit and build equity.
A cooperative and a farming operation working together will spell success.
They're here to assist us so that we can have a profitable farm.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
And welcome back to Overton, where two of our three matches are in the books, and it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. In the second set for Shelton, I had Ashley Paget with two service points and an ace block. Amber Harvey with two service points. Abby Fleehall with a service point and a kill. Juanita Garcia with a service point and two kills. And Shelby Terry had a kill. Four kills. One ace block, no ace serves for Shelton. For Amherst, Tristan Trampy had a kill. Courtney Martinson had five kills. Sydney Tobenheim, a service point, an ace block, and five kills. Mackenzie Bergstrom had a service point and a kill. Jessica Eckout, four service points, one was an ace. And for Ashley Kreitz, I had her for a total of 12 service points in that game. Five of them were aces. 12 kills, one ace block, and six ace serves. Amherst takes the second set. 25-13. We'll come back and give you the composite stats right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain, is cutting the ribbon to great savings this Friday in Hastings. Dunham Sports has your favorite brand names at hard-to-beat prices, from golf to hunting and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham's. Start saving on all your sporting good needs this Friday for the grand opening of Dunham Sports in the old Walmart building, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Dunham Sports, our big names bring you in, our low prices bring you back.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the overall final numbers of our second match of the night. For Shelton, I had Ashley Padgett with 2 service points, 2 ace blocks, and 4 kills. Amber Harvey, 7 service points, 2 of them aces, 1 kill. Jessica Keating had a kill. Abby Pleahall, 2 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Juanita Garcia, a service point and 3 kills. And Shelby Terry had 4 service points and 1 kill. 11 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 3 ace serves for Shelton as they will finish the regular season at 5-20 and go into the sub-districts next week on Monday night. As we said, they are in the D1 that will be played at Hastings High School with a bunch of Twin Valley teams, Silver Lake, Red Cloud, Kennesaw, and Harvard. So best of luck to the Bulldogs on Monday night. Now let's take a look at the final numbers for Amherst. Tristan Trampy, 2 kills. Courtney Martinson, an ace block and a match-high 11 kills. Sydney Toppenheim, a service point, 2 ace blocks and 7 kills. Clarissa Hunt, 5 service points, 2 of them aces. Mackenzie Bergstrom, 4 service points, an ace block, 4 kills. Jessica Eckout, 4 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Ashley Kreitz had 14 service points, 5 of them were aces, and Casey Jurgens had 1 kill. I had Amherst for 26 kills, 4 ace blocks, and 8 ace serves, as the Broncos improved to 8-15 with a 26-24 and 25-13 win over Shelton. They will play Overton here in just about 18 minutes in our final match. And then for their sub-district, they head just up the road to Kearney Catholic. They will be in with SEM, Pleasanton, Loomis, and Axtell. Axtell will be the top seed in that sub-district. So that's a look at the stats of this match. Earlier tonight, Overton beat Shelton 25-18, 25-20. So this could be a pretty interesting final match here between a much-improved Amherst team and an Overton team that is trying to get its mojo back before going in as the top seed in their sub-district next week. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. We'll take about a 12-minute break and then be back with our final match of the night between Amherst and Overton. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. For our producer engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. Keep it here, top of the hour for Overton and Amherst.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.